The deadly campfire in California has been burning for 2 weeks today. The wildfire is now 90% contained, but it has burned more than 153,000 acres and killed at least 83 people. Rain has brought relief for some firefighters still battling the wildfire, but it has also complicated efforts to recover victims' remains. John Sepulvedo is a reporter with KQED. He joins us now from Chico, California. John, welcome and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Jeremy.
So California and where you are in California has been getting some rain. What is that doing to all of the efforts that are going on?
Well, for firefighting efforts, it's been great because the rain is bringing much needed relief. There's still about 10% that needs to be contained, but that means that there are over 100 miles that need to be dug into the dirt, that need to be essentially barricaded from this fire by using mounds of dirt and clearing brush and things like that. And that's a lot of mileage. So this rain is a really, really needed and welcomed relief for those firefighters. It's also welcomed and needed for people who've been breathing the air the past couple weeks, because from San Francisco to San Jose to Shasta, which is like going up from essentially, you know, Washington, D.C., almost all the way to New York, there has been this thick yellow gray haze mm-hmm. of smoke and particles. And it has made it so difficult for so many people to breathe. The air has been at various times some of the worst in the world because of this fire. And the rain has taken that away, too. The only thing that people are worried about right now in California because of the rain is that it could lead to either mud flows, landslides, and other things, because, you know, when fire comes and it takes away all of the tree structure and all the vegetation structure, it makes that mound of dirt much, much more likely to move. So when the rain comes, it can push that earth. And that can be a nightmare for people who are still living in some of these areas. So far, I've not heard of, as of Thanksgiving, I've not heard of any massive mud flows mm-hmm. or flash floods. But we know that there's a flash flood warning in this area until at least Friday because of this rain.
The other worry is that for people who are still looking for the missing, and there are more than 500 still considered missing, that the rain is going to make it harder to find remains.
Most definitely. And it's already hard. So, Jeremy, I don't know how to explain it. I've covered, unfortunately, so many natural disasters. I've never seen anything like this where really thick steel has burned. I mean, it's got to be really hot for steel to burn. It's already very difficult to find remains in a situation where it was such a hot inferno that blazed for so long. And we heard from survivors who described it as something that they would have saw in a film about warning about atom bombs when they were young, or something that they would have seen in a Hollywood movie about the end of the world. I mean, it was that hot and that intense. So it's already tough. But then when you have rain come in and kind of sweep over these areas of this already very kind of barren hellscape where there's nothing but debris and the potential for remains there, it's going to make it more difficult for folks who are looking for this. And that's why they're doing their best, even on Thanksgiving. I've confirmed yesterday that on Thanksgiving, people are still going door to door with cadaver dogs, with other instruments to find human remains, mm-hmm. because it's a real race against time.
John, you're in Chico, which is a city where many people who have fled Paradise and other areas that were very hard hit have gone for shelter. It's so difficult to get a hotel that you're actually staying in somebody's home there. But right. What about the people who have lost their homes or who aren't able to go back to their homes at this moment? Are you still surrounded by those people who've come in from Paradise and Magalia and other places?
Yeah, I mean, there's one of the really cool things about this story, and it's kind of like picking, you know, these really beautiful moments in this really horrific act. But the community has opened up their house, and not just here, from the Bay Area to San Jose, up to far away as Eugene, Oregon. People have been opening up their houses to strangers because there are no shelters. And there are no hotels. I mean, the entire town was burned. There's really nowhere to go. More than 16,000 structures. And so that's been one of the real, like, uplifting human angles of this is just how generous people have been with their space to complete strangers. The really sad part of this is that there's another I mean, Jeremy, look, I don't want to bag on FEMA. It's in some cases, it's really easy to do. But FEMA has been wholly insufficient based on the reporting in providing shelters and providing contingencies. They have not been reaching out and giving correct information. They've really put the onus on the survivors to kind of figure their way out. We've heard anecdotes of people trading all the gas cards and other charity items they're getting to be able to get temporary housing and the very few hotel spaces that are available in the Tri-County area. And when we talked to FEMA, we actually talked to FEMA yesterday, they weren't able to answer basic questions. They weren't really able to explain why we can get tent encampments up for migrant children along the border, but we can't do that here. And there's a deep frustration with FEMA that they haven't done anything to provide trailers, provide shelters, essentially, you know, perform their mandate as chartered by Congress.
Well, hopefully they are listening and people can get the help that they need a little bit faster. John Sepulvedo in Chico, California, reporter with KQED covering the aftermath of the campfire. John, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.